The Texas Panhandle is big sky country. It demands big vision to see it all and hard work to make it livable. The Lorita Theater in Dalhart, though small, captures that visionary spirit and the hard work of volunteers who've made big dreams come true. The theater has seen its ups and downs since it was built in the 1920s. Now, thanks to a group of theater lovers who refurbished the building, it's both a social center for political debates and a lively dinner theater for melodramas that recreate frontier ranch life. It also hosts concerts, classical and country. The Lorita was the local movie palace through the late 1950s. Later, it housed a pet shop. Though Dalhart has about 7,000 residents, the revived theater now draws audiences from as far away as Kansas and Colorado. It stands on Dalhart's charming pedestrian-scaled main street. Old photographs help the volunteers restore the intricate brick facade with its diamond pattern of dark brick banding. For the interior, they use their imaginations. The narrow entry lobby boasts an ornate glass chandelier, a precursor to the grandeur of the auditorium's bold green walls, expansive balcony, arched boxes, and a gold proscenium arch. Red velvet seating for 220 people includes double-width seats. They're placed at intervals to enhance viewing angles while accommodating loving couples, or Texas-sized ranchers. The seats are original, but they had been scattered about town. Gathered and refurbished one by one, they symbolize the vision and the long-term dedication of the volunteers who brought the Lorita back to life. Engraved in the entry stone at the front door is a statement honoring this effort. It reads in part, "For those whose toil and vision and dreams and tears and laughter were diligently poured into this cauldron where brews magic called theater."